We understand the magnitude of this decision, and we understand that Bears fans are counting on us to get it right. We think that the experience that we bring over the last 3 years, having been through the process before, and talking to various people around the league, and adding Ernie as a consultant, will help us in the process and get us the right people to lead the Bears. Well, the NFL started this panel a couple years ago and has some pretty distinguished names on it, and we talked to a number of the panel members. Thought we had a good fit with Ernie. He's excited to be joining us, and we're looking forward to getting down to business with him.
Let me add that I think when you can never have enough expert football opinions. He's been through numerous regimes in New York. He understands coaches. He understands general managers. He was the one that hired Tom Coughlin. So between hiring Ernie and still being able to consult with other members of that panel, we think we've got a good amount of football experience that'll be really important to us as we make this decision. Yeah, you know what? We don't want to box ourselves in by saying that a coach or a general manager has to be on expertise on one side of the ball. Obviously, the most successful head coaches have an expertise one way or the other, but they also know how to hire that opposite side. So that's going to be important. Attention to detail, being able to make strong decisions, being able to understand and create an identity for our team on all three phases of the ball. Going to be very important. Being able to create a vision and articulate that vision to the team and to our fan base of what we're all about. And being able to analyze what it is our team needs. What are they? How are we going to fix them? Have a clear-cut plan and be able to follow through on that plan, not just state it, but to follow through on it throughout the course of the year, make us successful. You know, bringing in an expert consultant like Ernie Accorsi, I think, is a huge difference. The prior process was a thorough search. I talked to a lot of people throughout the league, both current personnel folks and coaches and ex-coaches and GMs. I think what we have now with Ernie coming in is someone consistent who is giving us a voice on a daily basis, who's on our side and doesn't have any other agenda to try to push their own people. Ernie is a longtime football man, and he understands the tradition, the importance of football in Chicago. And I think that alone is going to be a really valuable addition. Had discussions with several members of the advisory panel and felt that Ernie was the best fit for us in terms of his breadth of experience and being in it with a traditional team and understands what the fan base is all about and has a great I've known him for a very long time and back from the days when I used to negotiate player contracts, and he's a high-quality character guy. I think he'll be a great fit.
I think Ted and I understand the history of the Bears. One of the things that Ernie said right away, he was quick to say, and this is why we thought it would be such a good fit, is that at least on paper, he once worked for George Halas. When George Halas was president of the National Football Conference, Ernie was assistant to the president. He mentioned that he was a suite mate of Brian Piccolo's at Wake Forest University. So I think he gets what we're looking for. It's an appreciation of the history, the legacy of the Bears. But Ted and I have lived it, Ted, for the last 30-plus years, for my entire life. And we feel that a collaborative effort is the best way to go.